The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
God has done something for you, definitely. I said last week that the Bible is replete of testimonies. Without testimonies in the Bible, it's just a book. Somebody doesn't have a child, God blesses the person with a child. Jesus multiplied 5 loaves, 5 fishes, a lot of testimonies. The sick is healed, many, many, many more. That's the Bible. Amen. I want your testimony to encourage somebody. When you listen to the testimonies, you are encouraged. Amen. So today we are blessed with 2 people from the church who are also going to bless us with a testimony. The first person is Emmanuel K.A.T.T., or what we call Emmanuel Katz. Let's welcome Emmanuel Katz. Katz is not like a cat, meow. It's an abbreviation, Emmanuel Katz. Let's welcome Emmanuel Katz. Please encourage him, and it is testimony time. A time to activate your faith. God bless you.
Good morning, church. Thank you very much, Reverend Pazzi, for this opportunity. Thank you, Bishop, for giving me the opportunity to share my testimony. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at me right now, it is by the grace of God I'm still alive. Amen. All right. For me, growing up as a young teenager, my life was influenced by hip-hop music. I listened to so much hip-hop music to the extent that I want to live like the way they live. I want to behave like the way they behave. So when I got to Addis Southern College, I found myself joining a group of company where we used to do rap music. So we used to learn rap from people like KRS-One, DMC, MC Light, Big Small, and others. I became so addicted to rap to the extent that I didn't like any gospel music. When I listen to gospel music, it becomes like noise in my ears. So I didn't like gospel at all. But believe me, I was a Christian. I was going to church as well. But I didn't like gospel music. But along the way, I met a gentleman from Lighthouse who happens to be a reverend, Reverend Addy. And he talked to me about Christ. So I gave my life to Christ. But that Sunday, when I went to church, guess who was preaching? Bishop E.A.T. Saki. He preached so powerfully. And I said, Lord, I want to be like this man. I just want to be like him. So I also tried to, you know, change my name to be K.A.T. so that I'll be able to, you know, match with him. All right. So that is it. So along the way, I joined the Bible school, you know, and by the grace of God, I'll be completing within 3 months' time. But during the great move, that was when I realized you will not know when you die. So as we were working on the things, we brought it down. We are taking it to the yard. So we packed it. So I went to the junction to bring a truck. So the truck came. We offloaded the things. And we took it. When we were coming, like along the Asamoah Road, like heading towards the Kadesh, it was around, I think, 6:45 p.m. So at that time, Reverend Pazzi called me, like, Kat, where are you? I was like, oh, Reverend, please, I'm on my way, but we are going to be in the Kadesh in a minute. So I didn't know that I was going to die within that moment whilst I was talking to him. Before I could realize, the ignition of the truck had just stopped. And I heard people saying, Hey, I didn't know what was going on. But before I realized, the truck was going deep in the valley. But something amazing happened. There was just a block, like three levels of block there, and it just stopped the tie.
Wow.
As soon as I came out from the track, I was like, hey, you'll never know when you will die. But this word just came out from my mouth. How can God kill his evangelist? So there are other people who came around and they helped. And, you know, we got off the edge of the valley. And here am I giving thanks to
wow.
God for saving me.
Now you are rapping for the Lord, huh? Do you want to give us some few lyrics?
Wow.
He almost tipped off the valley around Asamoja. It's not a simple thing. Yeah. But God saved rapper, evangelist, K80. Let's give it up for Jesus. I need your testimony. When I say I need testimony, you don't mind me. Meanwhile, you have a testimony. Is this a beautiful testimony? Let's clap for Jesus.
So church, I want to encourage you that believe in the Lord so much. Believe in his pastors. And I want you to know that there are a whole lot of people like me out there. Jesus is the only person who can save you. But you must listen to your pastor and believe in his word. And I believe that your life will never be the same.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yo.
All right. God bless you, Emmanuel Kat. Not E80, so K80.
Yes. He wants to be like Bishop.
The last but not the least is from a couple. Actually, they have a cocktail of testimony, but we have to summarize. So they'll summarize. So ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. and Mrs. Kuzudo. Mr. and Mrs. Kuzudo. Mr. and Mrs. Kuzudo, where are you, please? Wow, let's encourage them. Let's encourage them. Mr. and Mrs. Kuzudo to give their...
The testimonies are many. I don't know where to even start from, but... It all began before we got married. On the day of my engagement, I had an interview with an oil firm in Takoradi. I went through the process. We were shortlisted, and we were left with two people. Now, when we got to the interview room, you know, the panel were just like, who are you? And I said, oh, this my name is, and they had my CV before them. And they looked at me and they said, no, we liked you and we want to take you on. Just like that. They didn't even interview me. So I had to run quickly, go back to the engagement ground, finish my engagement, and then go back to Accra. So I went back to Accra. They called me back that they've employed me. I was waiting for my appointment letter, and I had a call that the oil, the company has laid off staffs, and they can't pick me. They can't take me on. So I had to really come back to Accra and start all over. By then, I was with the company, so I was still with the company. I came down to Accra. We were then staying at Dansoman. 1 week after we came to our residence, my landlord decided to pack us out of the house. I was like, I asked him, what did he do? He said, no, I'm giving my a room back to my daughter who just completed school, and she's coming to stay in it. But my wife and I know it was a lie. He packed us out. He gave us just 1 week notice, gave us back our money, and he said, in 1 week's time, I want you out of the house. We are so heartbroken because we didn't know where to go to. We didn't know who to tell to. So we had no other option than to call my wife's sister, elder sister, to accommodate us for some while. And then when we called her, after listening to our story, she said, okay, well, my children are in school. They still have one room, so you can come and stay. So we found ourselves in broadcasting. For a year, she accommodated us for a year, but getting to the latter part of 2016 2016, we had a little scuffle with her. So there too, we have to move from that place. But in between then, that time, we found ourselves in April 2016. We had the Good Friday convention with Bishop Dark, and what he preached was, "You shall serve and he shall bless." That kept on ringing in our mind, and we kept on praying over it, that God should bless us. My wife was pregnant, was 3 months pregnant. So by the close of December, she had to deliver. She had, the process was smooth. She was admitted. The process was going smooth until 11:45 p.m. on Monday evening, where the doctor realized that no, the baby has started taking in water from the inside the mother's tummy. And they had to quickly operate her and do a CS. So I had to quickly sign the document. And after that, I have to go through, call people, help me with finance a bit, because the CS is a bit expensive. So we had to go through all that, and successfully she delivered the baby, and here she is. No. Okay. And then in 2017 April, we had Bishop that also had another Good Friday service. We couldn't make it, but we soaked the message on Sweet Melodies. We received it, we prayed, he prayed extensively, we received it with faith. And then I was there, and before then, Bishop E.T. Saki also preached a message, and he prophesied that you shall receive a call that will transform your life. That Sunday, I was really soaking his message, and 1 month after the Good Friday, I received a call from a company. They called me and they said, "Are you Mr. Zuso?" And so I said, "Yes. We've shortlisted you for an interview, and you have Saturday." They called me on Thursday, and they gave me just 2 days' notice to come for the interview. So I have to quickly rush, prepare, and go. We are 20 in number, and now we are shortlisted to 10, and I made it to the final 10. And then they shortlisted again for aptitude test. I sat for the aptitude test, and then we are shortlisted to 5. I was part of the 5. Now, they said, "We have to do a presentation." So I prepared my presentation. They called me and asked me, "Okay, when do you want to come and present, do your presentation?" I told them in a month's time. They said, "No problem, come and do it." So I did my presentation. And later on, they shortlisted us to 2. And I was also part of the 2. As to how it happened, I don't understand. Because first of all, I didn't even remember applying for the job, but they called me anyway, and I made it. So they shortlisted, and after the presentation, the general manager called me and said, "Gentlemen, I don't know why, but I like you. I want to work with you. Do you want this job?" And I told him, "Sir, I don't know the position that you are offering. I don't know the package that this comes with, but looking at the environment, I would like to work with you." And he said, "Okay, you'll hear from us soon." A month's time, I received a call from him. He called me that, "Your contract is ready. Come and sign your contract." I was like, just like that. And I said, "Yes, just like that." So I went to the office. I met him. We signed the contract. And he told me, "You know what? You are working for Samsung. That's a company. Samsung Electronics West Africa, and I want you to take on the position of the project manager. At the same time, I want you to be the technical support engineer for Samsung West Africa," which means that before Samsung will release a device, be it tablet or it has to pass through you, I have to approve of it before it comes into Ghana. And the very day I signed the contract, I went back to the office, and my GM with my current company called me and said, "You know what? We've doubled your salary." I was really, really confused because I was about to tender in my resignation that very week. So for you to tell me you've doubled my salary, then I have to choose between staying or leaving. I came back home. I told my wife, said, no, we have to pray over it. I called Reverend Ben. I called Pastor Martin. They all encouraged me. They prayed. They said, I should follow my heart, desire. And I told God, God, lead me to make the right choice. And after going through all the meditations and counseling, I realized that, I have to go in for my new job. So I decided on going for my new job. And I realized that even the salary and the incentives were much more, were double and triple than what my current salary has been giving me. And I'm really, really grateful for God for this amazing miracle and life-transforming miracle. For Kadesh, Kadesh is a great church, great leaders. All the people here are beautiful and amazing. I want to thank you all for your support, your prayers. Bishop, I'm very grateful, I'm very honored. Reverend Ben, Reverend Pazzi, Pastor Martin, I'm very, very grateful. God richly bless you. LP Rosemary, I'm very, very honored. Even though I've been stubborn sometimes, you've always put the baton behind me.
Let's give it up for Jesus. What interests me most is any time a product is released, you have to test, bring me a copy. One product, me, one copy. Aha. Let's give it up for the Lord Jesus. You have a testimony, and your testimony is unique. It will encourage somebody. Let's not keep our testimony to us. He has a lot, so we will do part two a month from now. Clap for him, clap for the wife, and God bless you so much. Fresh Breeze. Let's welcome the Fresh Breeze to bless us with a powerful ministration. Please encourage them. This is church. Let's encourage them. Be happy, be fulfilled, be inspired in Jesus' name.
Comfort me. righteous grace with He is found.
Hallelujah. All right, can we rise to our feet and share the prayer together? Thank you very much. Hold your neighbor's hand and let's pray. Father, I want to thank you so much for this beautiful Sunday in your church, in this house. We bless you for your presence and your grace. I ask you to be gracious to us and minister to everyone that is here. Let your word be relevant and applicable to us. Show us your way and teach us your path. Let your word rule and reign in every heart. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. All right. Today, we are talking about the prodigal son. All right. So, Luke chapter 15. Okay, from verse 11, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. 13, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance in riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. When someone says you are swine, it means you are a pig. Mercy. Verse 16. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many high servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. And I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Verse 22,
But the father said unto him, unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger, and put shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and make merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. Now the other son was in the field, and as he came home, I drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked, what is going on? And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came to him and spoke to him, and he answered and said unto his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I in at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gave me a kid that I may make merry my friend. But as soon as this your son was come, which had devoured his living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Can I have an amen? Amen. Right. I'm just going to take a little part of this passage and share with us because of time, and then we will be closing. Amen. What are some of the lessons that we can learn from this story of the prodigal son? By the way, after we close, today we have floats. Are you aware of that? We are going on a float. So I'm reserving some energy for the floats. Are you there? All right. Anyway, so what are some of the lessons that we can learn from the story of the prodigal son? I'm sure all of us have heard this story before. Am I right? Even the devil knows about the story. So you must know. All right. So in this passage, we see Jesus giving us a very practical and relevant story concerning a father and a family. Bible says the man had two sons. Now I'm quickly going to run through for you to see what we need to learn. There's so many lessons, but just a few of them. And the lesson that is going to be a blessing to you. Bible says that the man had two sons, and the younger of them said, father, give me the portion of my inheritance. In other words, he had been waiting for his father to die so he can inherit his property, and the father wasn't dying. I mean, won't this man die so that I can inherit my property? When will he die? When will he die? He prayed, organized prayer meeting. He did also. The man was still alive. I know a man who was praying that his wife would die. He organized prayer meeting, and the wife was rather growing fatter. What a shock. The wife didn't die at all. Wasn't dying, and it's not yet dead. Why don't you pray that you rather die if your wife is troubling you, so the wife will continue living? Anyway, so the Bible tells us that it was the younger of them. The first lesson that I need to bring up to you is that don't follow the idea of young people. Amen. Sometimes when you are young, you can be silly. Sometimes immaturity is exhibited in young people. We are blessed with a wonderful church with so many young people. Tell you, never seen by you. You are very young. You are very young. Very, very, very young. Amen. You see, young people can make silly mistakes. That is why it's important to come and hear the word of God. Because we can take silly decisions. Bible says it was the younger of them, not the older one. The one who is younger. Who came and said, give me the portion of my inheritance. Don't follow your youthful desires. Your youthful desires can drive you crazy. Somebody say amen. Are you here or gone home? Everybody who is young here, you are blessed to be young. But you also stand at a certain risky stage of your life. Stage of adventure. Stage of, I want to have some experiment adventure. How is it like? You see, how is it like to have a boyfriend? How is it like to chase a girl? How is it like to go and do some betway? What do you call it? How is it like? Some foolish ideas are occurring to you. May God make you wise in the name of Jesus. The word of God can make you wise. If I lay your hands on your neighbor and drive out every spirit of foolishness from him, say, I cast foolishness out of your life. Oh, pray for him. Say, I cast it out of your life. Foolish decisions, foolish choices. In the name of Jesus. Can I have an amen? Are you here or gone home? You will not be a foolish boy. You will not be a foolish girl. God's word will make you wise. I said, God's word will make you wise. As you submit yourself to the word of God, you become wiser than even your age. Somebody shall shout it, amen. How many of you have taken very foolish decisions before? Can I see your hand? Very foolish decisions. And sometimes, if you think of what you have done, you feel like giving yourself a knock. Foolish boy. But bless God, a new day has come. Another opportunity has come. May you serve God. May you love God. The days of foolishness are over. I said the days of foolishness are over. You see, when you were in secondary school, it was exciting to see a young boy go for his father's car and come and drive around the park and then, I mean, just screech and the dust will be coming. And students are giving you fans. It is called foolishness. I remember when I was in secondary school, one boy, young boy, I think he was in sixth form. He told us in the school, it was a Saturday visiting day. He said that, look, he dared the student, I can walk naked from the end of my dormitory to the end of the other dormitory. They say, you can't, I can't, you can't, I can't. He moved his clothes. And students were following him. It was like exciting. But this is called foolishness. I'm telling you, it was like, I'm wild, I'll prove that I can do it. And he did it. From one end of St. Augustine's College to the other end. A lot were following him. On the way, they met the headmaster. Edmund said, who is this mad boy? He said, so he called him, you want to walk naked? It's not enough. Follow me naked. The headmaster took the boy and made him go and kneel in front of the administration naked. You want to be naked, isn't it? We will help you to be foolish. That was the end of the boy in the school. I said, that was the end. He was dismissed. Because what of school is this? That a student, in the day of visitation, when parents have come to visit their children, that's the end. But you see, when you're doing something, people are following and supporting you, don't think that you are right. Am I talking to anybody here? Come on, lay your hands on your neighbor, cast out foolishness again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't be silly, don't be silly, don't be silly. It's a piece of advice. Hallelujah. Some of you have tried to smoke. Not that you like to smoke, but you want to see how it is like. To smoke some cigarette, to smoke some 555, to smoke some weed. Say, hey, how it? You may never know how somebody will go mad by smoking. Somebody didn't go mad, but others have gone mad. May God deliver you from every foolishness in the name of Jesus. Are you still there? I said, are you still there? Don't follow the desires of the youth. When a young man, you want to chase girls at the age of 17. Hey! Are you here or going home? Am I talking to anybody here? Look, we have a lot of young people in this church. Don't come and say, you see, the second mistake of the boy is that he rushed for what he could get later on. He wanted it now. You see, if his father had died, he would have, you see, the father would have given, the inheritance would have come to him anyway. The inheritance would have come to him. But he said, I want it now. Look at that scripture. Message Bible, verse 12. Message Bible. It said, The younger said to his father, "Father, I want right now what's coming to me. I want what? Right now, what is coming to me?" The thing was coming to him anyway, but he wanted it. Listen, as for marriage, you get married. You have sex and you be tired. But if you are not there, don't get it right. How old are you? 19. So why are you trying to chase a girl? You will get married later on, and you will do all that you want to do, but don't get it right. You are not there yet. I say you are not there yet. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Hey, somebody lay hands and cast out foolishness. No, don't rush for what is, what will come to you anyway. Anyway, it will come to you. But you are not ready. You are not at the level yet. Can I talk to somebody here? Look, one gentleman came to his pastor and said, "Pastor, I have a problem. Sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I have erection. Am I normal?" The pastor said, "You are very normal. But don't let your erection determine your direction. The fact that you have erection doesn't mean you follow your erection. Don't go for it right now. The right time." Brothers, can you hear what I'm saying? Young ladies, don't let any foolish boy play with your breasts. I'm preaching. Anybody who wants to play with your breast, tell him, go and buy suitcase, go and buy cloth, bring money, go and see my mother, my father. After that, go and sign. When you sign, I'll move everything for you. But right now, you cannot have it. You cannot have it. Give the Lord a shout. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Many of the things that you want, they will come to you eventually. Am I preaching? I said they will come to you what? Eventually. But take your time. In his time, he makes all things. Tell neighbor, the man is talking to you directly. The right time will come. But now it's time to serve the Lord. Bible says that do not stir up love before it's time. Don't stir up love before it's time. Don't start sending text message to the lady. "I love you. When I don't hear from you, I can't sleep." At the age of 17, at the age of 16, stop that foolishness. I said, stop that foolishness. I'm preaching. And some of you ladies, when they give it a rasp, Roger, don't say, "Hey, where are you going with this foolishness?" The right time will come. I see you walking into your blessing. I see the blessing of God coming to you at the right time. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. May God make your life beautiful. May God give you a nice house. May God give you a beautiful car to drive. May God establish you in his time. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? The boy said, "Give me what will come to me now. Now. Now." You are not ready for it. You see, some years ago, I asked a bishop, and I asked a certain security man several years ago. You know, those days when he said 1 million cedis, just like 100 Ghana cedis now. We asked this watchman, "If somebody gave you 1 million cedis, what will you do?" He said, "Master, I'll kill myself." He was not ready for the prosperity. Some of you, when God gives you some things too early, you will kill yourself. That is why God says, wait, the right time will come. You will inherit that blessing and you will be able to handle it. Come on, shout amen. Am I talking to anybody here? Don't ruin your future by going for something that will come to you later on. Don't destroy your life. Don't destroy what your own life by rushing for what is not you are not ready for. If you handle it now, it will mess up your life. Come on, shout amen. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you hear what I'm saying? Look, I promise you, you'll be blessed. I promise you, you'll be blessed. I promise you, you will build a house. I promise you, you will drive a nice car. I promise you, God will favor you. You will get married, I promise you. You have your children, I promise you. In the name of Jesus, God will do it. God will do it. But you do it in His time. Am I talking to anybody here? God is making you mature a little bit. It's making you settle a little bit. So don't think that when your father denies you a blessing, it's like father hates you. I can see the boy arguing with his father. I'm old enough. I can do what I can take my decisions. I'm 17 and a half years old. I'm going to be 18 next week. I know. Excuse me. You may be taller than your father or your mother, but it doesn't mean that you have your mind is mature. You have a baby, you have a cabbage mind. I'm preaching. Tell me, but the man is talking to you. You are the reason. Tell me, you are the reason for this message. My sister, any brother who comes to you, tell brother, have you paid? Do you understand? When he comes to play with you, say, hey, I'm not cheap. I'm expensive. You cannot come and hold my buttocks and my breast. Go and pay before you come. Go and pay before you come. I'm preaching. Are you there or go home? Number three. I have to run through this message. Wow, what a word. Are you still here? The next thing that you must learn from this prodigal son is do not move out of your place. Do not move out of your place. The Bible says, Mr. Williams, not many days after, the boy got up and said, I'm going away. He collected all that he had and went to a far away country. He took all that he had and went to, you see, he had a home with the father. Perhaps the mother was there. Brother is there. We are all together. Where are you going? Where are you going? Please don't move out of your place. Your father's home may not be at Trasoko Valley. It may not be at Laboni or Cantonment. You may live at Kaswa, but it is still a shelter where you can be there and grow up and be blessed. I'm preaching. Don't despise your home. Don't walk on your father. Don't walk away from them. Don't walk away from your mother. Don't think that, the Bible says that not many days after, he took all that he had, everything, and then he took his journey. He left home. I want to tell everybody here that God gives us relationships. Somebody shout amen. God made me and you, Pastor Clarence, to meet. We are related. You come from Jamaica, am I right? You come from Jamaica and England. I come from Winneba. But somehow, some way, we are related. I've known you for more than 15 years. When I saw you in London, you were much younger. But you've gone to Venezuela for missions. You've gone to Nicaragua. Now you've come to Accra. You are in the Kadesh. We are here together. Let us stay together and serve God together. Relationships are important. Don't trivialize relationship. Anybody that God brings your way, God has ordered your steps. Am I talking to anybody here? It's a blessing to have somebody you can relate with. And don't trivialize relationships. Value relationships. Let them be important to you. Lady Pastor Rosemary, she's worked with me, medical doctor. She's worked with me for more than 15 years as my secretary, doing a lot of things, serving, working, doing all sorts of things. And it's been there are times that I've not been so happy with her, there are times that I've been upset, there are times that I've been shouted. But Bible says that when the king is angry with you, don't move out of your place. When your father is angry with you, don't walk away from your father. Your mother doesn't hate you when he corrects you. Don't open the door and walk out because your mother has rebuked you. Every relationship is a blessing. I say it's a blessing. Am I talking to anybody here? Put that scripture there. I'm talking to you directly. I'm telling you here that, you see, in your family, in your marriage, there are going to come issues. It's not all the time that you are happy with your wife. It's not all the time that you're happy with your husband. But the fact that you are upset with your husband doesn't mean pack your things and walk out. Every relationship has challenges. But you've got to learn how to manage the challenge and stay in the thing and keep on keeping on. Should have shouted amen. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you follow your feelings, you will never be able to live with anybody. Because people will step on your toes. People will upset you. People will irritate and annoy you. But you've got to value relationships. Come on, say amen. Am I preaching to anybody? You've got to do what? Value relationships. Don't say, hey, me, when you married me, I was not sleeping outside. Where are you going? How many of you hear what I'm saying? Look, it's important. If you are a son, if you are a daughter, value the mother God has given you. Your mother may not be like the other mothers you are looking at, but she's still your mother. Value her for who she is. Treasure that relationship and bless God for where God has placed you. It's a blessing. I said it's a blessing. Come on, shout amen. Amen. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying today? Value relationship. The boy got up and packed his things and left. Some of you leave churches too easily. The pastor preaches one message that I didn't like. He said, I'm going to my Roman. You can go to Italy. We'll still preach anyway. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Are you still here? You walk away too easily. What have we done wrong? Look at how far God has brought us. Within 2.5 years, look at where we are now. Why are you leaving this beautiful church? Where are you going to? Where are you going to from here? It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be part of a family. Nobody is an island. Everybody belongs to somebody. You should have shouted amen. Amen. I said, everybody belongs to somebody. Nobody is an I walk alone person. You're always alone. You don't talk to anybody. Even in the church, some of you are such loneliness. Loneliness. You don't talk to anybody when you come to church. The mistake is for somebody to sit by you. When the person sits by you and then say, hey, call someone and say, who are you? Who are you that are holding me? Ask your neighbor, am I sitting by the right person? Ask him. Are you sure I'm sitting by the right person? You see, some of you are afraid to ask him. You see now, ask him, am I sitting by the right person? Some of you are too stiff, too dry, too unfriendly, too serious. Your face, it looks like the book of Lamentations. What a shock. Am I talking to you? Look, hold your neighbors here and say, come on, relax, relax, relax. Hold the hair. You see the hair? It's not hair, real hair, it's wig. So pull the hair, guys. What the hair? For which you know, not to assume. People are hiding the ear under the hair. What a shock. Ask him, am I sitting by the right person? Hallelujah. This is a family. The church is a family. We will step on your toes. We will offend you. We'll upset you. Now, when we step on your toes and you don't like it, what do? Leave your toes at someone you're coming to church. Nobody will step on your toes. But if you bring your toes, we will step on your toes. Somebody will upset you. Somebody will offend you. But let us stay together, fight together, and win together. Lift your hand and shout, yes, somebody. It's a blessing. I said, it's a blessing. The boy walked away. He walked away. He walked away from his father's house. He walked away from his church. He walked away from correction and rebukes. He walked away because he didn't want anybody to control his life anymore. I can do what I like. As old as I am my mother's son. When my mother calls me today, I drop all that I'm doing and have to go because I'm not too big to be a son. And I, you know my age, I'm 79, but I'm telling you, I'm not too old. What a shock. to be a son. Amen. I said amen. Let us cherish our relationships. I said, let's cherish our relationships. Once in a while, we'll fight here and there. But value relationships. I said, value relationships. Husbands, don't walk away because your wife didn't flow one night. Just one night that there was no flow. As if hell has broken loose. Just sleep and wake up. You will not die. My name is Bishop E.H. I'm telling you that you will not die. Dr. Mensah, have you died? A few times that she said no, have you died? You're here. You're sitting by your wife. Amen. I know a big man, a very big man, has a very big house. He has a very big car. The wife was telling me, when my husband is angry, he doesn't eat. And you chop money. You have taken chop money and you are not eating. Yeah, I will eat. Why should I not eat? After I have brought chop money out, the wife will make fried rice, will make grilled potatoes. And then, you know, have you seen grilled potatoes before? And all types of things. Make the nice meal. Everything. Shredded beef. The man, when a man is coming to work, he will stop the car, buy kenke and fish and pepper in graphic. Because he's angry with his wife. When he goes to get some, they spread it on the table. And it's like, I'm eating to show you that I'm angry. You are showing who? You are worrying yourself. You are worrying yourself. I don't say I'm preaching. You are taking chop money. I eat it from, not even, I said, I'm so angry. I don't eat from any plate. I'll eat from graphic. One day the wife told me, so the bishop, something interesting happened. The wife said she cooked a lot of food. The husband didn't eat anything. Then, in the night, around 2 o'clock, the husband was not in the bed. So, where's my husband? Where's my husband? Then she got up looking for her husband. Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? When he went, the man was standing in front of the fridge. He has opened the fridge like that and chewing the chicken and eating the rice. 2 a.m. What a shock. And the lady stood there for about 2-3 minutes, waiting for the man to just eat the thing. Then the lady cleared her throat. The man turned and said, oh, me, I'm going to the toilet. I don't know why I find myself here. What a shock. Why do you worry yourself? Why do you worry yourself? Are you here of going home? Let's learn to stay together. I said, let's learn to do what? Stay together. But this boy, he went to a far country. Far country. Look, don't go far. Amen. Don't change your number because people are, I don't want this church. Nobody to talk to me anymore. No, don't go to a far country. Look at what happened. The Bible says that the next thing we say about the friend, I'm ending now. Bible says that he joined himself to people and began to live a righteous life. Riotous living. So the last thing perhaps that I need to end with is the fact that you should be careful the friends you take. Come on, say amen. Look at the Message Bible. Verse 13, Message Bible. Message Bible. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. Undisciplined. You see, there are some people when they come to your life, they destroy your life. They destroy your life. Be careful of the people that come into your life. He spent his life in riotous living. This undisciplined life. Some of us don't have disciplined relationships. We have all types of people. When we have money, when we are on top, they'll support you, they'll clap for you. When you're doing something bad, they'll even support you and push you forward, push you on. Undisciplined and dissipated until everything that he had. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Everything can get finished. Say, Bishop, say it again. Everything can get finished. Money can get finished. Cars can get spoiled. Food can get everything. Beauty can finish. Beauty. Beauty. You are beautiful, nice looking. Very soon, because the signs and wonders are appearing on your face, everything gets finished. So if you have it, treasure what you have. Value what you have. Amen. Value what you have. Bible says that he joined himself to other people, began to live anyhow. Riotous living from one nightclub to another nightclub. Some of us, we are good at spending and wasting, not spending, wasting our resources. When you have money, the first thing you think about is restaurants. So if you have eaten land into your stomach, your pot belly is actually a house. I'm preaching. Some of you, the bag you carry is a land. The price of a land is the bag you are carrying. I'm telling you, I think a few days, I think 2 days or yesterday or so, I saw a watch that somebody gave me. The person gave me that watch about 5 years ago that I got that watch. Now, this watch I had, you know, everything comes with a manual, isn't it? The watch also had a manual. But the manual of this watch is like a manual of a car. Big, big books, about 4 big books to show you how to use the watch. When he gave it to me, I've not even used it before. I've not wore it even once. I just saw it five years. I just saw it yesterday. The manual, big one, and the price very expensive. This one, I'm wearing it. 30 CDs. You say, oh, can Bishop wear a watch of 30 CDs? I have a house. Do you have a house? 30 CDs. I'm wearing. Doesn't it go? Doesn't my watch work? Whether 30 or whether $5,000, so they're all working. They're all working. Yes. I'm preaching. Are you there? Are you there? May God make you wise. I say, may God make you wise. Some of you, if it's not designer, you will not wear it. It's up to you. It's up to you. Be there. Be there. Once a while, wear nice things. But don't spend all your money buying hair. The hair you have, what's the price of the hair you are wearing? Some of you, you are wearing a house. Or you are wearing a land. Your hair is land. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody. Come on. Stand to your feet. Ask your sister sitting by you. Are you wearing a land? Are you wearing a land? A plot of land. You are wearing it. Hey! You are wearing a plot of land on your head. What a shock. But I see God making you wiser and wiser and wiser. Amen. The prodigal son. Remember. The prodigal son, Bible says that he came to himself and said, I'll go back. Listen to me. There's no point in making mistake and come back and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry doesn't bless anybody. You need not have gone that way. You need not have gone that way. He came back and his father received him. But if when the prodigal son came, his father was dead, where would he go? His big brother would have killed him. So listen, don't just ruin your life and come and say, I'm sorry. You have an opportunity to come to God. Let God take control of your life. Let God direct your life. And let God's word be a blessing to you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to bow our heads and pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The Sunday morning, maybe somebody invited you to come to church. Maybe you feel far away from God. But today, you want to say, Bishop, I know I need God. I've made many mistakes in my life. I know I'm a sinner. But today, I want Jesus to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. If you're here this morning, somebody asks you to come, or you've been coming to church for some time, But you want to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You want Jesus to come into your heart. We want him to change your life and make you a brand new person. This is the greatest opportunity you have in your life. Life is full of opportunities. Today, you can ask him to come into your heart. You can ask him to take over your life and make you a brand new person. If you're here this morning and you need Jesus to come into your heart, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. God bless you. Lift it up high. I see your hands. God bless you. Just lift. I see so many hands. Keep your right hand up high. It's an opportunity I'm giving everybody here. Lift up your right hand higher than your head because I see so many hands. Today is a great day. It's a great opportunity I'm giving everybody here to turn over your life to Jesus and make him the Lord of your life. Father, look at every hand that is lifted. I pray that you take control and take charge. Change every life. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to walk from where you are and come to me right now. Come. Come. Yes, come. Yes. Yes, come.
Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day.
Keep coming, we're waiting for you.
Happy day, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away.
He taught me how to watch and pray.
With me, and let's all say this prayer together. Say this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I give my heart to you. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe Jesus died for me. Today, I come to you just as I am. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I am born again. From today, I promise to serve Jesus. From today, I give my whole life to Jesus. Jesus, help me to serve you. Jesus, help me to follow you. Jesus, help me to trust in you the rest of my life. From today, I am born again. I am a child of God. I will serve Jesus the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you.